has been solved.
Really? What happened?
Well, there's this rabbi in my building. You've met him. He's a very nice man.
Isn't he the one with the show on cable?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I spoke to him about the dog. He went down, talked to the owner, and she agreed to keep the dog inside from now on.
That's great.
I know.
That looks pretty good.
He's in.
Hey, so you know we haven't even discussed George's engagement yet.
What's to discuss?
Come on, George is getting married.
Is he happy?
I will never understand the bathrooms in this country. Why is it that the doors on the stalls do not come all the way down to the floor?
Well, maybe so you can see if there's someone in there.
Isn't that why we have locks on the doors?
Can we change the subject, please?
Well, what's wrong with the subject? This is a bad subject?
No, fine. If you want to keep talking about it, we'll talk about it.
It's not that I want to keep talking about it. I just think that the subject should resolve itself based on its own momentum.
Well, I didn't think that it had any momentum.
How am I going to do this? I'm engaged to this woman. She doesn't even like me. Change the subject. Toilets were the subject. We don't even share the same interests.
Seems pretty happy.
Well, that's all that counts, I guess.
What's the matter?
What? Nothing.
Well, you don't seem too enthused about the whole thing.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I thought you'd have some reaction to it.
Well, I don't.
I think maybe you're a little jealous.
Oh, what? You think I want to marry George?
No, but maybe you wish it was you who was getting married, not him.
Oh, please. That is the last thing that I want.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, right.
Lainey.
Jerry.
You don't want to get married?
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to get married.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Elaine, listen, I was talking to a friend about this dog business. Do you realize this is going to be on our permanent records?
Oh, dear.
I'll never be able to get a job! I mean, doesn't that concern you? Everything I've worked for, down the drain because of one stupid mistake. I mean, aren't we entitled to make one mistake in our lives, Jerry?
We're gonna change the system.
Yes.
Well, I could care less. I hope it is on our record. I'm just sorry they didn't lock me up.
Oh, hello, Rabbi Kirschbaum.
Elaine, always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks again for taking care of that dog for us.
Elaine, oftentimes in life there are problems, and just as often there are solutions. Elaine, you don't seem yourself today. You seem, if I may say, troubled.
No, Rabbi, I'm not myself.
Come upstairs. We'll have a talk.
Hey. I want your honest opinion about something.
Have I ever been less than forthright?
No, you haven't. Well, maybe you have. What do I know?
Yeah, I probably have. Yeah, of course I have. What am I talking about?
Okay. Tell me what you think about this idea. Extend the doors on the toilet stalls at Yankee Stadium all the way to the floor.
Door comes down. Hide your feet.
Yes. I like it. I like it a lot.
It's good, right?
I think it's fantastic. I think it's a fantastic idea.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Well, I told it to Susan before, and she didn't like it.
Hmm.
Yeah, not only that, this is what she said to me. Can we change the subject?
See, now that I don't care for.
Right. I mean, we're on a subject. Why does it have to be changed?
It should resolve of its own volition.
That's exactly what I said, except I used the word momentum.
Momentum, same thing.
Same thing. My God, I'm getting married in December. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't see how I'm going to make December. I mean, I need a little more time. I mean, look at me. I'm a nervous wreck. My stomach aches. My neck is killing me. I can't turn. Look.
You're turning.
That's not a good turn. December. Don't you think we should have a little more time just to get to know each other a little?
If you need more time, you should have more time.
What, you think I could postpone it?
Sure you can. Why not?
That
That's allowed? You're allowed to postpone?
I don't see why not.
So I could do that?
Sure, go ahead. All right. All right.
I'll tell you what, how about this? I got the day. March 21st, the first day of spring.
Spring, of course.
Huh? You know, spring. Rejuvenation, rebirth. Everything's blooming, all that crap.
Beautiful.
She's not going to like it.
No, she's not.
You know, I think I'm a little bit scared of her. She's 5'3", like 100 pounds. I'm frightened to death of her.
She's a woman. You don't like to be disappointed.
Especially her. She does not like disappointment. Well, I have to do it. I can't make December. There's no way I can make December, right? You can see that, right? I mean, look at me. You can see. Look. Can I make December? I can't make December, right? Look.
Yeah, you better shoot for March.
March 21st. Hey. So you're going to back me on this, right?
Oh, all the way.
You are a good friend. You know what? Even if you killed somebody, I wouldn't turn you in.
Is that so? Hey, Kramer, if I killed somebody, would you turn me in?
Definitely.
Are you kidding?
No, I would turn you in.
You would turn me in?
I wouldn't even think about it.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. You're supposed to be a friend of mine.
Well, what kind of person are you going around killing people?
Well, I'm sure I had a good reason.
Yeah, well, if you'll kill this person, who's to say I wouldn't be next?
But you know me.
I thought I did.
I'm not a very religious person, but, I do feel as if I'm in need of some guidance here.
Would you care for a snack of some kind? I have these snack wells, which are very popular, although I think sometimes with the so-called fat-free cookies, people may overindulge, forgetting that they may be high in calories.
No. Thank you. I'm not very hungry. Anyway, this friend of mine, George, got engaged.
How wonderful.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, I find myself just overcome with feelings of jealousy and resentment.
Doesn't it give you any joy to see your friend enter into this holiest of unions?
No, it doesn't. No joy whatsoever. It's just the whole thing makes me sick.
You know, Elaine, very often we cannot see the forest for the trees.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Well, for example, say there's a forest.
See, the thing is, Rabbi, it should have been me. You know, I'm smart. I'm attractive.
You know, my temple has many single functions.
Oh, no, that's okay.
My nephew Alex is someone who's also looking. Perhaps I could.
No, I.
He owns a flower store. Very successful.
So you're nothing but a stoolie, admit it.
Hey, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Another cafe latte?
Yeah, you better believe it.
That's why you're so trendy.
Hey, baby, I set the trends. Who do you think started this whole cafe latte?
I don't recall you drinking cafe lattes.
I've been drinking cafe lattes since the fifth grade, and I haven't looked back.
Hey, look at this. Plan 9 from Outer Space is playing tomorrow night. One show only.
Yeah, I've always wanted to see this.
You know why I was supposed to see this 5 years ago? I was in a Chinese restaurant with George and Elaine. We got all screwed up trying to get a table. We missed it.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
All right.
Look at this, Jerry. Dropping paper on the ground. So that's littering.
Maybe you ought to call the cops and turn me in.
Maybe I will.
Hi.
Hey, how's your day?
Good. Good day. How was your day?
Yeah, it was okay. So what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. You know, went over to Jerry's, talked to Jerry.
Mm. Oh, the Lowers want to get together with us on Friday night.
The Lowers? Really?
You don't want to go?
No, I want to go.
So what did Jerry have to say?
Oh, nothing much. No, he's talking.
Oh! I had an unbelievable idea today.
Oh, yeah. toilets. You told me.
Yeah, no, it's not the toilets. It's not the toilets. It's something else. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We get married. March 21st, the first day of spring.
What do you mean? You want to postpone the wedding?
No. This has got nothing to do with postponing. I just think the first day of spring is the perfect day to get married. You know, spring, rejuvenation, rebirth, everything's blooming, all the...
If you don't want to marry me, George, just say so. Just say so.
No, still marry.
No, you don't love me.
No, still love.
My friends told me that you were too neurotic and that I was making a mistake.
No mistake. No, listen, we're going to get married over Christmas, really. It doesn't make any difference to me. It's fine, really.
Sure?
Yeah, sure, Christmas. Snow, Santa, all that stuff.
Let me take a guess. She cried and you came.
Didn't you know that?
I live and breathe, my friend. I live and breathe.
I tell you, I felt terrible. I really thought she was going to collapse and kill herself.
Yes, it's very difficult. Few men have the constitution for it. That's why breakups take 2 or 3 tries. You got to build up your immunity.
You see those tears streaming down? You don't know what to do. It's like she was on fire. I was just trying to put her out.
Well, at least you probably had some pretty good makeup sex afterwards.
I didn't have any sex.
You didn't have makeup sex? How could you not have makeup sex? That's the best feature of the heavy relationship.
I missed out on the makeup sex.
In your situation, the only sex you're going to have better than makeup sex is if you're sent to prison and you have a conjugal visit.
Yeah, conjugal visit sex. That is happening.
Look, I can tell you're very upset, but I'm sorry. I'm not going.
Did you hear that? I can't believe this. Look at this guy. He's eating a sandwich.
Are you going to eat those fries?
This is amazing. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going back then. Feel better.
Poor bastard.
Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening.
And how does this evening find you?
Well, Rabbi, well.
I trust you're here to see your friend Elaine.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope she's feeling better.
What do you mean?
She didn't tell you?
No.
Well, it seems the engagement of her friend George has left her feeling bitter and hostile.
Is that so?
Oh, yes. In fact, she told me that she wishes she was the one who was getting married.
Really?
She came off as pretty desperate.
I didn't know any of this.
Apparently, she doesn't think much of this George fellow either. I recall the word loser peppered throughout her conversation.
Well, this all comes as news to me.
Hi.
Hi, how was your day?
Good. Good day. How was your day?
Oh, it was okay. So what's going on?
Oh, nothing much, you know. I went over to Jerry, you know, talked to Jerry. Could I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You see, this is the thing. I just feel like I can't do this anymore. I just really can't be that way one more time because I just feel like I'm not ready yet. I'm frightened. I'm scared. I just feel like I'm not ready. I can do it in March. I promise no more postponements. I just need to report, but please.
George. Of course. It can wait till March if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. Yes, of course.
that magazine article for you.
You know, I had a little talk with the rabbi outside.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Understand, you had a little talk with him, too.
Yeah, we talked earlier.
Yes, I know.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
He didn't mention...
Yes, he did.
He told you about the conversation?
Oh, we had quite a little chat.
He told you about...
Yes, about how you were very jealous of George, how you wish you were getting married instead of him.
He told you that? How could he?
And it didn't take much prodding either, I have to say.
Can he do that?
He did.
But he's a rabbi. How can a rabbi have such a big mouth?
That's what's so fascinating.
You better finish your little cafe latte there. They'll never let you in with it.
Why not?
Because they don't allow outside drinks into the movie. Well, that's stupid.
That's the rule.
Well, we'll just see if we can't get around that.
Oh, Elaine, come in. So nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Can I offer you some kasha varnishkas?
No. Listen, Rabbi, I'd like to ask you a question. Why? Why did you tell my friend Jerry what I talked to you about?
Was that a problem for you?
Of course it was a problem for me. You didn't tell anyone else about this, did you?
Well, let's see. I seem to recall a conversation with Mrs. Winston in 1F.
Mrs. Winston?
Yes, we were waiting for our mail to arrive, and I happened to mention to her how you felt it was never going to happen for you.
What about Don Ramsey? You didn't mention anything to him, did you?
Don Ramsey?
You know, that tall, really good-looking guy who lives on the 5th floor?
Oh, him! Well, this morning I happened to find myself in the elevator with him.
Oh, my God, you didn't...
Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse us.
Hey, what's going on? What just happened here?
Nothing.
What do you got? One of those cafe lattes in your shirt?
I don't have anything. What? Ask him.
Coffee boy, bring it out.
What?
Come on, stand
right
here. Here
we go. I mean, the whole thing is a mess. He told everyone in the building. I ran into that cute guy on the 5th floor. I mean, he could barely bring himself to nod.
Elaine, if I could say a word here about the Jewish people.
That man in no way represents our ability to take in a nice piece of juicy gossip and keep it to ourselves.
You didn't say anything to George, did you?
No. About how you wish it was you who was getting married instead of him, feelings of resentment, hostility.
Yeah, so what?
Hey!
George! God, congratulations! Oh, my God! I haven't seen you since it happened!
Thanks a lot.
Oh, come on, you really, really deserve it.
Deserve? I don't know if I deserve.
Are you kidding? I have seen the changes in you the past couple of years. Man, you have grown. You've matured.
Yeah, I guess I'm getting older.
Well, I just think it's wonderful. Honestly, I've got to run. But please give my best to Susan. My most just heartfelt congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, listen, if you ever get a date, maybe the four of us could go out together sometime.
Yes, sure.
Well, as a matter of fact, wasn't there some guy in your building that you said you liked? He lived up on the 5th floor or something?
Yes.
Well, she is something, isn't she?
Yeah, she's something else. Hey, so what happened? Did you hold your ground, or...
Nope. I wept like a baby.
What?
Well, I started to tell her, and then all of a sudden, for some reason, I just burst into tears.
You cried?
I bawled uncontrollably. I just poured my guts out. And I'll tell you, Jerry,
It was incredible. I never realized how powerful these tears are. I could have postponed it another 5 years if I wanted to.
Hey, sorry about that movie thing. I was joking around.
Sorry, are you kidding? You did me the biggest favor of my life. I spoke to a lawyer. We're suing for millions.
Suing? What for?
The coffee was too hot.
It's supposed to be hot.
Not that hot.
The prophet Isaiah tells us that without friends, our lives are empty and meaningless.
Foundation. That's the rabbi from Elaine's building. I just met this guy the other day.
A young lady I know, let's call her Elaine, happened to find herself overwhelmed with feelings of resentment and hostility for her friend. Let's call him George. She felt that George was somewhat of a loser, and that she was the one who deserved to be married first. She also happened to mention to me that her friend had wondered if going to a prostitute while you're engaged is considered cheating. His feeling was, they're never going to see each other again, so what's the difference? But that is a subject for another sermon. Now, I'd like to close with a song.